السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we continue with Surah Sabah, chapter number 34 and verses number 37 right up to verse 45. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us about the blame game, that tomorrow when the enemies of Almighty Allah, the enemies of Mustafa Rasulullah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all are dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, thus is their discussion in the hellfire. يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ اسْتُضْعِفُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. The weak and the meek ones, the followers, will tell their leaders who are arrogant and proud and pompous, لَوْلَا أَنْتُمْ لَكُنَّا مُؤْمِنِينَ. Had it not been for you, then we should have been believers. Now the leaders, those who are arrogant and haughty and proud, they will say, تَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتُدْعِفُوا. So what will they say? أَنَحْنُ صَدَدْنَاكُمْ عَنِ الْهُدَىٰ. What? Did we prevent you from the true guidance and from Islam? بَعْدَ إِذْ جَاءَكُمْ. After it came to you? نَيْ بَلْ كُنْتُمْ مُجْرِمِينَ. Nay, you are the criminals. You are guilty of your own deeds and your own actions. Don't blame us. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اسْتُدْعِفُوا لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. Hence the followers will respond again and will tell the leaders, those who are proud, بَلْ مَكْرُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Nay, you're plotting, planning, scheming day and night. You are telling us this, telling us that. إِذْ تَأْمُرُونَنَا أَن نَكْفُرَ بِاللَّهِ. You commanded us we should reject Almighty Allah. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. وَنَجْعَلَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا. And we should make and worship this idol, that idol equals. أَنْدَادًا, plural of nid, meaning equals. And وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَةَ لَمَّا رَأُوا الْعَذَابِ. وَأَسَرُّ got two meanings. They will secretly have that sorrow and remorse when they see the punishment. And now they in Jahannam, or they'll see the worst punishment, are about to be cast and thrown into Jahannam. And second one, وَأَسَرُّ النَّدَامَ وَأَعْلَنُ النَّدَامَ. They will announce loudly and boldly their sorrow, remorse and regret when they see the punishment. Nevertheless, they dispatch to Jahannam and so forth. In this world, they used to say, why must we follow the Islam? Why? وَقَالُوا نَحْنُ أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأُولَادًا. We are the people that we have so much wealth and assets and materialism, so many children, grandchildren. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. They were so proud and arrogant, they said, never will we be punished. So Almighty Allah states, Allah increases the sustenance from whosoever He wishes, and Allah Ta'ala decreases it for whoever He wishes. As I mentioned previously, that remember dunya, this world in which me and you are living in. Remember Allah Ta'ala gives and grants it. لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ وَمَنْ لَا يُحِبُّ. To to one and all, whether he loves that person or he doesn't love that person. But deen, the true understanding and of deen and Islam, and to pass away on iman and enter Jannah and paradise, that Allah only grants that person, limay yuhibbu, for the person he loves, and that person loves him, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and articles of faith. Hence today's lesson, chapter 34, Surah Sabah, verses 37 to 45. وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَىٰ. It is not your wealth, your assets, your materialism, nor your children, your grandchildren, that will bring you nearer عِنْدَنَا by us all, mighty Allah. Allah uses the royal pronoun as a symbol of respect and reverence. Almighty Allah uses the plural. Why? To stamp His majesty, His authority, His sovereignty. Who can give life and death? Who can be the one to give honor and dignity and disgrace and humiliation? Who makes the sun rise and the sun set with perverse precision and accuracy? So none of your world, none of your children will bring you nearer to us, Zulfa, in rank and status. So Zulfa, Daraja, in rank and status. So if you want to come near to me, near to my mercy, near to the divine help, then these are the qualities. This is the prescription for success. Illa man amana, except those people who possess true iman. True iman, faith, conviction means we believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We believe in Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all the articles of faith, and we have absolutely no doubt at all. We must not be skeptical at all. وَأَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and they continue with the righteous deeds and actions. فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَزَاءُ الضِّعْفِ. So those are the people. The reward for them will be multiplied manifold. We told you certain words in Arabic, أَمِنَ الْأَصْدَادِ. One word, two opposite meanings. Look at the word jaza. You have to look at the text and the context. So see, jaza could mean the reward, like in this case. Or jaza can mean punishment, chastisement. So we always have to study the text and the context, the siyaq and the sabak, as we say in Arabic. فَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَزَاءُ الضِّعْفِ بِمَا عَمِلُوا. So for them will be a magnificent multiple reward because of their actions. But we must not make a mistake here. When we enter Jannah and Paradise, the main reason is the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah. He is Arhamur Rahimin, the most merciful one to show mercy. Me and you, our actions that are sababe zahiri, the superficial and the apparent reason to enter Jannah and so forth. Our shop, our job is the apparent reason that we are sustaining ourselves. But the real sustainer, nourisher is who? Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The person falls ill and sick, takes medication, goes for operation, undergoes operation. So all that is the man's superficial reason. But the real Shafi, the real cure came from him, Almighty Allah alone. Allahumma anta Shafi, la shifa'a illa shifa'uk. Oh Allah, you are the one who gives cure. None can grant and give cure except you, Almighty Allah. So that is our iman, our faith, our conviction. Bima amilu wa hum fil ghurufati aminun, and they will be in secure places. Where? Fil ghurufat, the tall, tall skyscrapers. Today we see buildings, the tallest tower, the tallest building in the world. All these are nothing. Remember that compared to what Allah has prepared for us in the year after. Ma la aynun ra'at, what no eye has ever seen. Wa la udhunun sami'at, what no ear has ever heard about. Wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar, what no mind can perceive and comprehend. Everything beyond our perception and comprehension. Fa la ta'alamu nafsum ma ukhfiya lahum min qurrati a'yun. That is Allah. Jalla Jalaluhu. Did you ask Allah today? Read. Allahumma inna nas'aluka. Allahumma inna nas'aluka. Oh Allah, Jalla Wala, we beg of you. Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Grant us Jannat al-Firdaus. The highest, highest portion in Jannat al-Firdaus. For us, our parents, our family members, the entire Ummah and Muslimah. Bifadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karamika ya Rabbal Alameen. Through your mercy, through your grace, through your benevolence, Ya Allah. That is how when we cry, we beg, we petition and speak to Allah, then Allah's mercy comes. And al-ashya'u tu'rafu bi-azdadiha, things are recognized by their opposites. So the enemies of Islam, what are they doing? وَالَّذِينَ يَسْعَوْنَ فِي آيَاتِنَا مُعَاجِزِينَ. And those who are striving. Look at the glory, beauty, style, diction of the Quran. That Allah mentions it in the present tense and future tense. Always they will do this. The West and the enemies. So you see, that is their function. That they will strive, fi ayatina, to undermine our verses, to undermine our signs. Mu'ajizin, they want to frustrate it. They don't want it to happen, so they can escape the punishment. Nay, you're not going to escape anywhere. Ulaika fil adhabi muhdarun. Those are the people who will be presented fil adhab, in the punishment. Meaning they'll be brought, there'll be a court case, divine court case, not Supreme Court and Constitutional Court. No lying, no senior counsel, no barrister, no lawyer, advocate, attorney. Speak, and then they will speak lies. The land and sand will speak against them. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. The land and sand will give the breaking news. And then their limbs will speak, their organs will speak, their body will speak. لِمَ شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. How come you gave evidence against us? We did it for your pleasure. Allah made us speak, who makes everything speak. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَى أَفْوَاهِهِمْ. The mouth will be sealed. وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. The hands and the feet will bear testimony and speak. The angels will come, kiraman katibin, ya'alamuna ma taf'alun, with everything, the report, the book of deeds. Now, ultimately, they will admit, yes, guilty, no mitigating circumstances, then dispatch to the hellfire. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Qul, say, ya Rasulallah, O Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna rabbi yabsutur rizqa limen yasha'u min ibadihi wa yaqdiru lah. Verily, my sustainer, nourisher, provider, yabsutu, you must read, ya basitu, ya Allah, increase the rizq, halal rizq and sustenance. So Allah increases the sustenance, limen yasha', for whosoever he wishes, min ibadihi, from his servants and slaves. Wa yaqdiru la, Allah jalla wala decreases it for whoever he wishes. O Muslim, when you spend in the path of Allah 1 cent, 1 rain, 1 euro, 1 rupee, anything, small amount, have this conviction. My beloved Allah will grant me ni'm al-badal, a better replacement. Dalil, evidence. وَمَا أَنفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. And whatever small shay'in, little bit also you spend, فَهُوَ, then he, surely he, Allah, يُخْلِفُ, he will give you a better replacement. Imagine, but we must have iman, faith and conviction. We must have sincerity. Spend it for the love and pleasure of Allah. Quran says so. يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah will erase and wipe out, remember, the interest and the riba and the sood and the viage, all that Almighty Allah will do. And وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. And Almighty Allah will let the charity increase and increase. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse number 276. Almighty Allah says, the charity will be increased. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wallahi, whatever the Master spoke sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the truth. Because me and you, our iman is weak. So the Master alayhi wa sallam says, I'm taking an oath of Almighty Allah. Ma naqasa malum min sadaqa. When you give out charity, your wealth will not decrease. It will increase. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ He is the best of sustainers, nourishers, provider. Every day give our charity to Muslim, non-Muslim, voluntary charity in cash or kind. It must not happen a day pass and we did not give out something. If we can, inshallah. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا And He, Almighty Allah, will assemble all of them, the entire creation, on the day of justice. Then, ثُمَّ subsequently, يَقُولُ لِلْمَلَائِكَ Allah will then address the angels. أَهَا أُولَاءِ إِيَّاكُمْ كَانُوا يَعْبُدُونَ What? These mushrikeen, these idol worshippers, and these people who belong to the deviant groups, what were they worshipping? Were they worshipping you? So were Iyakum, the angels, were they worshipping you, O angels? Now the angels respond and reply, Qalu, the angels say, answer, Subhanak, all glory, perfection is for you. Subhanaka means munazzahun anil uyubi wa naqais. Allah transcends every weakness, shortcoming and every defect. Allah is more perfect than the word perfect. Everlasting glory, perfection for you alone, Ya Allah. Anta waliyuna, you our protector, Ya Allah. I mean, dunim, not them. So what, they can do anything, Ya Allah. So they were not worshipping us. Bal kanu ya'budun al-jinn. Nay means they were not worshipping us. They continued worshipping the jinn and the invisible creation. Sometimes this idol, that jinn. So the shayatans are jinn. So they would come and tell them, worship this, worship that. أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِهِمْ مُؤْمِنُونَ Majority of these mushrikeen, idol worshippers, were worshipping them, the jinn. So that is what they meant here. Some were worshipping human beings also. So like Jesus, peace be upon him and so forth. But majority of them worshipping the jinn. فَالْيَوْمْ Hence today, the day of justice. لَا يَمْلِكُ بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا No person or possesses and has the authority that to help, give benefit, one to give benefit to another, it will not happen. One to cause harm to one another, it will not happen. لَا نَافِعَ إِلَّا هُ No one can give benefit except Him, Almighty Allah. وَلَا ضَرَّ إِلَّا هُ None can cause harm except Him, Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala in His Jalal, in His Majesty, in His Jamal, in His beauty and glory on that day will ask, Limanil Mulkul Yawm, who has authority, sovereignty, majesty today? Who is the King of Kings today? Everybody, all the kings, all the rulers, all the 10-pot dictators, all will be silent. Limanil Mulkul Yawm, when they are silent, Allah will answer. لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ Allah alone is the King of Kings. The Qahar, the one who subdues everything, overcomes everybody, everything. Chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, verse number 16:16. So that is what Allah is telling us here. وَنَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا And we will say, the royal pronoun, we. Allah is one, but His Majesty, authority, sovereignty, He's stamping it. لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا To those mushrikeen, polytheists, idol worshippers, those kafirin, those who rejected the message and the messenger. ذُوقُوا Taste عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ بِهَا تُكَذِّبُونَ Taste the punishment which you were rejecting and denying. You said it will never happen. You said, وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ We will not be punished. Now hear the reality. But alas, too late. No time for tawbah, repenting. Death came, end of the story. Wa'idha, see their response. Allah Ta'ala is highlighting their crimes. Wa'idha tutla alayhim ayatuna bayyinat. When our clear verses, manifest verses that everybody could understand, were being recited and rehearsed upon them, what would they do? Character assassination. Qalu, they said, ma hadha illa rajulun yuridu an yasuddakum. This personality is nothing. Meaning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid, is nothing. Yuridu an yasuddakum. His intention is only to prevent you. Amma kana ya'budu aba'ukum. What your forefathers used to worship, he wants to prevent you from that. Leave him alone. See how they try to do character assassination. How they try to convince their people that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not preaching the truth. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. See, Quran says, وَقَالُوا, and they also said, مَا هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكُمْ مُفْتَرَى. This message, what the messenger is teaching, preaching, is nothing. إِلَّا إِفْكُمْ, but it is falsehood. مُفْتَرَى, invented, fabricated. You know, when the people, the hypocrites, they slandered, accused our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, so of a major crime. So that waqia, incident, narrative, episode is called waqia to ifk. Chapter 24, verse 11, inna alladhina ja'u bil ifki. So if means kithbun azim, a big, big lie, a huge lie, a big, big propaganda. So ifkum muftara, this is a big falsehood. They invented it, he invented it, Allah forbid. The best of the best, who sadiqul ameen, the most beloved, the most precious to Allah, they would make these derogatory remarks. Not only that, they went further. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلْحَقِّ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. And the non-Muslims would then say, when the truth would dawn on them, lil haqqi. So they would say the truth when it came to them. What they said, in hada illa sihrum mubin. This is nothing, but it is open sorcery, open witchcraft, open magic, and so forth. So this got nothing to do with wahi and revelation. They said, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. So Almighty Allah give them a lesson of history. Not my history and your history, the true history. وَمَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ مِنْ كُتُبِ. Now you are saying that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah forbid, he invented this, he fabricated that, but he could not read and write, and there were no books, there were no teachers, universities that time for him, for the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabiyil Ummi, for the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam is praise. It means human being did not teach him, the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa allamaka ma lam takun ta'lam. Allah jalla wala taught you directly, ya Rasulullah, ya Nabiyullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Prophet of Islam. Ad hadith in Mustad Ahmad, addabani rabbi fa ahsana ta'dibi. Allah jalla wala taught me directly what is manners, what is morals. Wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. You, ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibana sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your character is so sublime and so exalted. Open chapter number 68 of the Noble Quran and verse number 4, and there you will find it. Wa innaka, and surely you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, la ala khuluqin azim. Your character, your morals, your manners are so exalted, so supreme and exalted, and so Almighty Allah taught the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly. So we did not send any books, yadrusunaha, which they could read and learn. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ قَبْلَكَ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ. And nor did we send before him to you today in Jaziratul Arab, or there, don't say Jaziratul, say in the Hijaz rather. So in the Hijaz, Hijaz will mean that, remember Makkah, Medina, Taif, Jeddah. So in that area there in Hijaz, we did not send to people to you, min nadir, any prophet messenger before that. So how, from where did he learn, you saying? وَكَذَّبَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, and the people, remember, who came before them, they rejected the messengers and the message. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam's people, Noah, peace be upon him. Nabi Musa alayhi salam's time, Moses' time, peace be upon him and the Pharaoh. وَمَا بَلَغُوا مِئِشَارَ مَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ, and they had not reached a tenth. You know, so 1/10, so 10%, that is, so 10%. So we did not give them, they did not obtain even 1/10, مَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ, the bounties and favors we gave them, so they did not even reach 1/10 of it. فَكَذَّبُوا رُسُلِي, but those people rejected the messengers. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ, see how my punishment was for them. Allah mahfadana amin. Allah protect us at all times, all places. Allah envelope us in His special, special mercy. Therefore, daily learn, read, and teach our children, students. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik. Oh, beloved Allah, that you be the one, that you include us. We beg you, appeal to you in your special, special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. And ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.